Pole Curtain. The Riverside Middle School Vikings go out and perform their own monologues. Their pieces range from fall-off-your-seat hilarity to inspirational and moving. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Riley, and this is my monologue, Imperfections and Insecurities. I made a young woman cry today. I didn't really mean to, but I just couldn't get over the way she looked. I know that sounds horrible, but it's true. My mom always told me to kill people with kindness, but to me, it was so much easier to pick apart the things that made her the most insecure. I guess it was just like a special talent. I told her face was too wide, her skin was too stretched to the point where she had marks, her forehead was too large, her stomach was too plump, her lips were far too thin, even her hair was too short. Her skin had too many of those red little dots you get after leaving your makeup on for too long. They looked extremely painful. I mean, of course they did. They were absolutely everywhere, almost like they were taking over her face. Her eyes were so red, it almost looked like she had been crying before this. I mean, maybe she was. I heard a few people from her class making fun of her earlier. I felt the tiniest bit of sympathy for the girl. She had so many imperfections. I analyzed every little bit of her body, trying to find something even remotely pretty. Couldn't look at her anymore. I was disgusted. Almost thought that I felt bad for her. Maybe I was just judging her unfairly. Maybe, just maybe, I'm only thinking and saying these things because it's what I've been taught from day one. Your stomach should be flat, but not too flat. Your skin should be flawless, but not too flawless, or you look fake. Your skin shouldn't be stretched out to the point where you have marks. That's not ladylike. Your lips should be plump. Your hairline should be just perfect, not too far up, but not too far down either. Maybe the beauty standards are just far too high. Before I came back to my senses, they would never believe me. I'd be the laughingstock of the whole entire school, maybe in the whole entire world. I glanced at her one last time, giving her the dirtiest look I could, before I stepped back from the mirror and let my insecurities win, tears streaming down my face. Maybe they were right when they said all those things to me.
Bravo! This theatrical experience was the result of a collaboration between Riverside Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK.